What's up, everyone? This is the Next Take Podcast, the bonus episode with Mikal
and Tamika,
where we have conversations on different topics. So today is our, you know, bonus episode. And what are we talking about today, Tamika?
So today we're going to, you know, talk about the hype of the Stanley Cups. We're going to do an update on the Michael Jackson biopic. We do have some cast members. I think a lot of people kind of already know, but we'll talk about it and thoughts and feelings or whatever. And then we're also going to talk some music. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that too.
Okay. All right. Let's start.
All right. So, the Stanley Cup, which is not to be confused with the Stanley Cup,
NHL. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so we're talking about the tumblers, the water. Well, you don't do just water, but the big tumblers and the cup with a straw, the handle. It's a big thing.
Yeah, what's so special about them? Like, they're pink.
Nothing special about them.
Okay.
No, they're no different than anything else you can get. I mean, I think like the Stanley Cups, some of them come like really big. So maybe that's the only thing that's different about them. But otherwise, like, they're not cool looking or, you know, anything that I would run to a store and go get.
Line up or, because I saw so many clips of a lot of women lining up for this pink Stanley Cup.
There was a Valentine's Day Stanley Cup that came out for Valentine's Day. So it was the pink one. So I think they hyped it up, and I think that's the people were kind of rushing to go get one. Which I don't understand. But anyways, the Stanley Cup seemed to kind of get its, you know, for quote unquote fame, TikTok videos, and that's kind of where it's come from. But let's kind of just talk about what the Stanley Cup is first, and then we'll go into the controversy. So, Stanley Cups are the stainless steel water bottles that have taken over the world, the viral tumblers, namely, it's 40 ounce quencher cups, so that's massive.
Yeah. Like,
my bottle is 24 ounces. And to me, that's big.
Yeah.
40. So, are known for its variety of colors and knack for keeping drinks cool for 48 hours. That is pretty cool. I will say that's pretty cool. The products have even become somewhat of a status symbol, with one mother claiming her daughter was actually bullied for owning an off-brand cup, and another woman allegedly stealing $2,500 worth of Stanley product.
Jeez, just a plastic cup. Chill.
Right, all stainless steel. It's not the big video. Anyway. Amid the viral craze, some concerned customers have claimed on social media that drinking from a Stanley cup may pose certain health risks. In a series of posts shared to TikTok, people have said they performed an at-home lead test on their cups. So a TikTok user by the name of Lead Safe Mama, whose content aims to create awareness toward childhood lead poisoning prevention, shared a video of herself testing the bottom of her Stanley Cup for lead, urging that, quote, all of the lead be removed from kitchenware, especially items that might be used by a child. Several videos of customers testing their Stanley products for lead showed mixed results, with some of their tests turning up negative, while others showed changing color indicating presence of lead. So now Stanley has clarified whether their popular products are safe to drink from. In a statement to The Independent, a Stanley spokesperson said that lead is used in the manufacturing process of Stanley Cups. However, they emphasize that the product needs to become damaged to expose the lead. But that's very possible that can happen. Of course, any product can be tampered with or damaged. I mean, my brother has stainless steel water bottles is Contigo, but he's dropped bottles and damaged bottles. So that can happen. That's to anybody.
Yeah.
So they say, quote, "Our manufacturing process currently employs the use of an industry standard pellet to seal the vacuum insulation at the base of our products. The sealing material includes some lead. Once sealed, this area is covered with a durable stainless steel layer, making it inaccessible to consumers." This is what the spokesperson said, adding that Stanley products meet all United States regulatory requirements. But I just don't understand why, in this day and age, lead needs to be a part of any product. We know lead poisoning is highly dangerous.
Yes, it is.
Especially in children. So I don't quite understand why this is still a thing. But lead poisoning, because we're kind of talking now about lead poisoning a little bit. Mm-hmm. Lead poisoning occurs when lead builds up in the body over an extended period of time. According to the Mayo Clinic, children age 6 or younger are especially vulnerable to lead poisoning, which can affect mental and physical development. So, common sources of lead poisoning include lead-based paint and lead-contaminated dust in older buildings, as well as contaminated air, water, and soil. It can be caused by breathing in lead dust or particles touching a surface where lead is present and ingesting trace amounts of the material. So, don't put your pen in your mouth, for example.
Or your pencil,
I should say.
I mean, adults do that too. They put their pens in their mouths and, kids do that too as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, I never did. Like pencils are made of lead, but the actual lead part of the pencil, I would never do that. Like, that wouldn't even cross my mind as a child or an adult to do that.
Right.
So I don't know why children do that.
And, maybe it's a, what you call it? I wouldn't say it's a mental thing.
It's definitely mental, or more so the kids are just stupid.
You're taught as children
to not put things in your mouth.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Some children still do. But because children still do that, even though they're told not to, we should be protecting them as much as possible. And the manufacturers should be doing things to protect them with the knowledge and the research that is available.
100%. I feel like it's like the adults that do that, it's more like, you know, they get nervous.
But it's one thing to put the pencil or the pen, like the part that's not going to hurt you in your
mouth. Yeah.
That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But then turning that pencil around and putting the actual tip of the pencil in your mouth, that's totally different.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like my grandma in ways to make a pen work would actually put the tip of the pen in, like, on the tongue. I don't know, it's a Jamaican thing, but we do that and put the thing on the tongue. It's like, how does that make anything work? I don't know. It wouldn't work. But anyways,
maybe it's just a Jamaican
thing.
Yeah.
Jamaicans do some crazy shit.
Yeah, they do.
So symptoms of lead exposure can initially be difficult to detect and usually don't appear until dangerous amounts of lead have accumulated in the body. For children, some signs of lead poisoning include developmental delay, learning difficulties, irritability, loss of appetite, vomiting, abdominal pain, constipation, hearing loss, seizures, or eating substances that are inedible, such as paint chips. That is so true and is one of the craziest symptoms of lead poisoning. I'm pretty sure I have read about that in a case. I remember where I heard that, but it's a true story. Like, there was a young child who was eating paint chips and she had lead poisoning. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So
let me ask you this question. It might be a stupid question. You know, is lead in plastic bags as well, or is it just like, you know, plastic containers, etc.?
No, I don't think it's in plastic bags. And I don't know if there's no traces of lead in plastic containers. I think the issue with plastic containers isn't lead. It's something else. But it's not lead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out what like, I know, like, there's rumors that, like, you know, plastic does cause some type of cancer.
Yeah.
Is that
lead. Yep.
That's why a lot of grocery stores are getting rid of plastic bags and bringing back paper bag.
Well, I think, you know, the reason stores are taking away plastic bags is because what people end up doing is they throw out plastic bags, and it's ruining the environment more so than it is affecting people's health, because you're not eating plastic bags. But at least I hope you're not. But the where we are at now with plastic being pretty much non-existent at this point, this has been a work in progress since we were in elementary school. It's taken a long time to get here. 20 years, roughly, to get to this point. This has been work in progress for many years.
I mean, I heard they basically had, you know, they had paper bags, and then they brought it back with plastic bags, and then they're getting rid of plastic and bringing back the paper bags. So, like,
well, I don't think a lot of places are using necessarily paper. I mean, it's an option to use paper, but they're encouraging people to use reusable bags.
And their own bags, that too. So,
which we've already reusable bags in my home for quite some time, but we still had plastic because there's, you never know when you need that. That's our belief.
Go ahead.
So to just go over the symptoms for adults, that's slightly different. So symptoms of lead poisoning in adults may also be high blood pressure, joint and muscle pain, difficulties with memory or concentration, headaches, abdominal pain, mood disorders, reduced sperm count, and abnormal sperm, and miscarriage, stillbirth, or premature birth in pregnant women. So it's pretty serious.
Yeah.
So they suggest if a Stanley cup becomes damaged and exposes the pellet used to seal the cup's vacuum insulation, customers can submit a claim through the company's lifetime warranty. So at least there's that. So as long as people are aware, if you have a Stanley Cup and this happens to you, you can get your money back because you have a lifetime warranty on your Stanley Cup. So that's pretty cool. There's at least that. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Is there more?
That's it.
Well, I certainly learned a little bit, you know, but...
Listen, I have my Contigo water bottle. I'm good.
Are you going to line up for, you know, any future ones? Yeah. No. Yeah, I figured.
The idea of the straw is really cool. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I have a Starbucks cup that I have a straw with. I'm good. Like, I'm never going to travel with a Stanley cup. And for me, like, I have my Starbucks cup that I will use at home. I have my water bottles that I'll take to work with me. I'm good. Yeah. I don't need a Stanley cup.
True. And that feels probably really heavy if you fill it up with, like, you know, any type of liquid or, you know,
I mean, yeah, honestly,
yeah.
The 40-ounce idea of it all sounds really great just because with me having, like, my kidney stone attacks, one of the many things that I was told by my urologist is more water, more water, more water.
Yeah. It's good in the summertime.
Well, not even just that, but just so I don't have that happen to me again, water, more water, more water. So that aspect of it's kind of nice, but I can just get up and get more water if I need to. I do drink teas to kind of help with that because I can't always just drink straight water. But I just don't think I'm going to rush to a Walmart or something to get a Stanley cup. Like, I'm not going to do that.
It's a Walmart in America, and then it was a Starbucks that was hosting it. I believe I saw the...
I didn't know they sold Stanley Cup. Yeah,
in America. I think it happened in America. I don't think it happened in Canada, did it?
I'm not sure, actually.
I don't believe.
I'm sure
I don't
you think could. A Walmart... I'm sure you
did
could.
It?
I'm sure you
did
could.
It happen?
I'm actually going to go into Amazon right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to check.
You can get it. You can get it from Amazon. Yeah, definitely. But, like, I'm saying that I think Starbucks was the one that had it on sale and in a, I think it was either a Target or Walmart. I don't know. But
I'm sure you can get them here too. And they're not cheap.
Yeah, they're expensive. $50
for a 40-ounce one. $50. Ridiculous. Oh, thank you. Contigo is not cheap either, but I think me and my mom got Contigo water bottles, stainless steel as well, and they came in packages of two. We got them on Amazon, and one was like pink, and then the other one's like silver. And those cost, I think, $65.
Jeez.
For two. So,
what did they do other than put water in it?
Well, you're buying the product because Contigo is not cheap. Mm-hmm. And then it's also, those ones were 24 ounces.
Yeah.
And it's two of them. So in a sense, you're paying like $30 or so for one versus $50. I mean, I guess technically like...
That's it?
Actually, I guess $50 for a 40 ounce. Not that bad, actually, come to think of it.
I mean, yeah. Does it transform... Math. Into a remote? Does it transform into a wallet? Does it, you know, okay. No. So it's pretty much
when you're buying a water bottle or a tumbler, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
They're never cheap.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's a no for me. I buy my water bottles at Walmart for like under $20. Thank you.
Are they stainless steel or are they plastic?
I will go with both, basically. Yeah.
Well, stainless steel is usually expensive. They're always going to be expensive. Probably over. And they're not $20.
Yeah, probably over $20.
So they're probably plastic that you're getting, which is fine. Plastic is fine, but if you want to keep your water cold, stainless steel is the way to go. That's why we do that. Yeah.
Just put it in the fridge for like 20 hours and then it'll be cold for the next night, you know.
Stainless steel keeps it cold. Like my water bottle, I've had it since yesterday. Yeah. And there is ice in it, or there was ice in it. It's still cold. Been in the fridge. Nothing. It's still cold. So stainless steel is the way to go.
All right. Okay.
Anyway. Cool. Let's move on from that.
Let's move on. Yeah. Go ahead.
And let's transition to the MJ biopic update. So I think a lot of people are kind of, if you're on Facebook or whatever, you're kind of seeing like there's a lot coming out, different pictures, different things. People have kind of said, oh, we see like young Michael, we've seen Off the Wall Michael, we've seen Thriller Michael, we've seen Dangerous. We're kind of waiting for like the other ones to kind of come out. So we're seeing a lot of pictures. With that, we do have some cast members have been announced. So we'll kind of talk about that a little bit. So as we kind of know, if you don't know, we'll just do a little refresher. Anton Fruca. I found this really cute in this article. It says he wants to be starting something. And I said, I see what you did there. That's really cute. Okay. So the director, as we know, is assembling an ensemble cast for his upcoming Michael Jackson biopic, which they have titled simply Michael. That's the title of the movie.
Michael?
Just Michael. What more do you need? It's perfect. Just Michael. The film will follow the life and career of the late King of Pop from his early days as a member of family group, the Jackson 5, through to his successes as a solo artist. Michael will trace Jackson's triumphs and his tragedies as it examines both his personal struggles and his most iconic performances. So, let's get into it. As we know, Jafar Jackson is playing his uncle, Michael. I realized, actually, his father is Jermaine Jackson. I kind of fell upon that by accident, but that's who his father is. I think Jafar Jackson is quite young. So Jermaine, Jermaine Jackson's like in his 60s, almost 70s. My guy.
Yeah. Stop.
You're good. So when talking about Jafar Jackson and why the director picked him as the one to play Michael Jackson, he says, when you're dealing with the Jackson clan, it has to be a family affair. Jafar Jackson, who was his nephew, will portray the music legend, marking his first major role in a feature film. He says, the director, it's uncanny how much he's like Michael. He says he sounds like him, dances like him, sings. It's really uncanny. Graham King, who is a fantastic producer, I guess he's producing the movie, found him and introduced him to me, and I was blown away. Says if you don't believe him, just take a look at the picture. And I do see some similarities. I see it. I'm in. We'll see how it goes. So next, are you looking? I do have pictures too, if you want me to send them to you.
I have pictures, but I probably have a bad one of him.
I'll send them to you as I go. How about that? So hold on. I'm going to send as I go. So you can follow along.
Yeah. So there's actually a young Michael that's...
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to talk about it. I'm going to send that to you now so you can see that. And then we will...
That's the same picture I was looking at.
Okay. Yeah. You might be seeing it then. So Giuliano Cruvaldi is going to be playing a young Michael. So the director says Michael will cover the, as we said, will cover the entire span of his life from when he was a child until he died when he was 50. Was he 50? Yeah, he's 50. He was just about to turn 51. So he was 50. But finding someone to embody the, you know, the young Michael is kind of not an easy thing. But Faruka found this boy, found his boy in 9-year-old Giuliano Crivoli, who has been sharing videos of himself dancing to Jackson's music for the last 5 years. And he actually has quite a following on Instagram. He has about 150,000 Instagram followers currently by doing this.
Wow.
So,
one girl more.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as this movie drops, so, like, you know. Yeah.
Yes, he should be fully prepared.
Yeah.
So here's the next one that I just sent you. Now we're going to talk about Coleman Domingo, who's going to be playing Joe Jackson. So, fresh off of his Oscar nomination for this, for a movie called Rustin, never heard of it, Coleman Domingo is booked and busy, including now him playing the notorious Jackson patriarch. Joe Jackson has long remained a controversial figure. If you know,
yeah,
you know. Rest in peace, but he wasn't a great guy. Thanks to his reputation as a hard-driving, singular-focused man. He says, not only am I fortunate to have a rich, complex, and flawed character to portray in Joe Jackson, but I also have a front row seat for Jafar's incredible transformation. This is what Domingo said, the actor who's going to be playing Joe Jackson. So they kind of, this article kind of says, maybe he'll get another nomination. We'll see. I can only think, I can't remember if, I know Elvis was definitely nominated, and I think it's the same kind of people who did Elvis, who did Bohemian Rhapsody. I think it's all kind of the same people doing this one. But I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see what happens if this is ever going to be Oscar-worthy. We will see. Do I need to send you a picture of Nia Long? Do you know who... Well, you might not know
who Captain... Oh, yeah. I know who Nia. Don't get me wrong. I know who Nia Long
is. Okay, calm down.
She was in Fresh Prince.
Of course. But I'm going to send you a picture anyways because I don't know if you know what Katherine Jackson looks like. So okay. I'll send that to you so you can see the side-by-side. So, Nia Long is going to be playing the mother, Katherine Jackson, again, as Mikkel... She does, yeah. As Mikkel has just mentioned, if you don't know who Nia Long is, you might be too young for this podcast.
Yeah.
She was on Fresh Prince. She was almost married to Will Smith's character. Well, Will Smith playing Will Smith. But
yeah,
she was also almost married to him there. She was also on Big Mama's House.
Mm-hmm. Boys in the Hood.
She's been in My Best Friend's Wedding. Not My Best Friend's Wedding. Shit. Best Man. Best Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best Man. Which was Chef's Kiss. Love that movie. Anyways. So they found Nia Long great. And they kind of were saying that, you know, Michael Jackson, for those who know, had a very, very close relationship with his mother. Like, very close. So they kind of say, I think this director says, Katherine Jackson is an incredible pillar of strength and grace for the entire Jackson family. Actually, no, this is what Nia Long said. So as a mother, she was selfless, is selfless. She's still alive. Let's be careful here. Hopefully she gets to see this movie. She's not a young woman, but so she was selfless and endured forces beyond her control, yet still managed to help build a legacy beyond measure. She says, I am honored to bring her voice to the screen and share Michael Jackson's story with audiences everywhere. So I think, honestly, that's probably one of the best decisions, is having her play Katherine Jackson. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, this is one of the best hires for cast. Like, pretty good on them for hiring Nia Long for this.
I think, too, we have one more. I think this particular one is also a really good choice. Miles Teller as John Branca.
John Branca
is with Michael Jackson's lawyer for the duration of his career.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say manager.
You did not, if you are an MJ fan, like a dedicated MJ fan, you did not hear the name Michael Jackson without hearing John Branca along with it. You just didn't. I'm not sure if he's still alive. I know someone in his circle recently passed away. Don't think it was John Branca, though. I might have been wrong, but I'll double check that after I read this. But so like I said, they have Miles Teller playing John Branca. It says here, there's Michael Jackson's biological family, which is obviously very important, but then there's also John Branca, who I just said was his attorney for about, they say, more than 3 decades. That's pretty much his entire career for the most part. Or at least I would say maybe 80% of his career. Branca was instrumental in helping to usher Jackson from a fresh-faced boy bander to a solo artist dubbed the King of Pop. Miles Teller is no stranger to playing behind-the-scenes figures in biopics, having portrayed the Godfather producer Albert S. Rudy in The Offer. I know who he is. I've never heard of this movie. Now he'll embody one of the most enduring figures in Jackson's life. Miles finely tuned skills as an actor. If you haven't seen his, I know there's a movie, a real life movie with what's the name? He's a Jewish guy and he's really funny, but he's actually an asshole in real life, but I can't remember his name right now. Anyways, there's this movie that he's really good. Anyways, enough of that. Miles finally tuned skills as an actor are up to the challenge of playing a man who is being examined for the pivotal role he played in Michael's life. This is what Farouk has said. So, and then there's also this. So Branca actually is still alive, who I'm thinking must be someone else. But because he says, as one of the co-executors of Jackson's estate, Branca is serving as a producer on this film. So he is part of the estate. So that's also part of it too.
Interesting.
So, but that's it for the MJ update.
The Miles Turner actor, he was in Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, right. I haven't actually seen Top Gun Maverick, but I heard it was really good.
War Dogs.
That's it. War Dogs.
Was it?
Really good movie. Really good movie.
And the worst movie, well, actually the worst superhero movie for the Fantastic Four. Poor him. Poor him.
You know what? They always bounce back. Look at Ryan Reynolds. He was in Green Lantern and he still bounced back. It's fine.
True. Well, at least they announced a Fantastic Four cast as well. So.
And you know what? Since we're talking about movies very quickly, everybody, if you are Marvel fans, Deadpool 3 is coming.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
We're going to have some. He's finally there. Wolverine is finally here.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. Me and a bunch of friends, I want to see it.
Yeah, me and my brother have talked about it already. We're planned. We're already go. It's coming in July, but we've already planned and we're good because we've always seen all the Deadpools together. So I'm like, you can't go with your friends. This is a me and you thing. We're going and we're going to see Deadpool. Oh,
Deadpool. Yeah.
I love Deadpool. I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, and this time it's going to be tied with the MCU, not with like the Fox universe. Basically, so like the first two were tied to the Fox universe, where Fox X-Men, but this one is going to be tied with the MCU. So you might see the TVA. So if you haven't watched, spoilers alert, if you haven't watched Loki, it's going to,
it's going to be connected to
okay,
then I need to get on that.
Yeah,
I need to watch it with them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I've never, like, I watch too much stuff. That's the problem. Because I love Loki. Loki's one of my favorites. And
oh, yeah. It's awesome. Like, it's an awesome series.
I know. I've heard it's amazing. I need to watch it. I'm going to do it. Because I'm not missing Deadpool for anything. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I literally haven't watched a single MCU movie because I'm so behind on other things that are pivotal for me to watch those movies.
Don't watch Secret Invasion. That's the only one.
I don't even know what that is.
That's with Nick Fury. So basically, Samuel Jackson, Nick Fury, and he's the main character.
He kind of deserves to be a main character in something.
Yeah, I know, but like, they did him wrong into this show.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it's. I thought it was good, like the trailers were showing it and every single thing at first, and then when you just watch the whole entire six episodes, oh my god, the pacing, the story, the writing is.
And that's the problem. Trash. That's the problem. Like, if the pacing of a show isn't good, This is not, like, there's a show, like, I'm gonna plug a show here because I thought it was incredible. There's a show on Netflix called The Stranger, because it was The Stranger, and it is so incredibly good. I think it only is the one season. I don't know what else they could do after anyways. I think it's just the one season. It's based off a book, and it was so good. The first episode, I'm like, oh, it was a little slow. But once we got past kind of the initial aspect of things, the pacing was incredible. The storytelling was incredible. And it didn't hurt. For my Buffy fans out there, Giles is in the show. If you don't know who Giles is, you might be too young for this podcast. But when I didn't realize that first, that it was him, until I looked in the eyes and I was hearing the voice. I'm like, oh my god, Styles. Like, I was freaking. I'm like, oh my god, he looked good. But the show in of itself, so good. Highly, highly recommend if you haven't watched it.
Okay. So there is another show, and it's not like Marvel, but this is like Marvel animation. So have you and your brother watched the X-Men?
I'm not an X-Men fan.
You're not an X-Men fan?
No.
Oh man, damn. But the animated series is returning. So it's called X-Men 97. I'm excited for it. Because I've been an X-Men fan for, quite a bit, because they have a lot of characters that are, like, diverse, Storm, Wolverine, Cyclops, Charles Xavier, even though he's, spoiler alert, even though he's dead in this series, hopefully he comes back in this, in the new series, and Bishop, and then I think the other one, the final one, is Chibi, and Beast too, the blue character. So yeah, I'm very excited for that series, the anime series, and hopefully everyone who's listening to this is excited for it too. So that's about it, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, I guess not really unfortunately for me, but I never really got into X-Men. Like,
I mean, Deadpool's kind of with the X-Men, so yeah. Technically he's X-Men, but like,
who?
Deadpool.
No, I understand that, but I just never got into X-Men. I just never tried or started or anything like that, so it's kind of let it go.
Okay. No, yeah. That's fine. All right. Okay, well, we'll most likely we head to music.
Yeah.
Music. So
the first thing I kind of want to talk about is the new Justin Timberlake song called Selfish. I quite enjoyed it. I don't know if you listened to it.
I haven't listened to it yet. You know, I don't know if I wasn't on either, you know, X/Twitter.
Popped up. Well, this for me.
Yeah.
So Justin Timberlake one popped up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones I'm talking about, besides we are talking about the Beyonce one, that popped up on Facebook too, but the rest of them are all on Spotify for me. But it's actually really good. I think the main issue here is that people who are Britney fans
don't want to have issues with it.
They had kind of issues with it mainly because he was also naming the song Selfish, and Britney Spears has a song called Selfish and that was on her Femme Fatale album. And here's a thing though, a little bit of a stretch, because Justin Timberlake's Selfish is more of like a love song to, well, to say his wife, Jessica Biel.
Huh.
Whereas Selfish for Britney Spears was more of like a sexual type. It's very different.
Interesting.
And the other thing too is people want to be like, oh my god, he made a song called Selfish and Britney Spears a song called... A lot of artists have the same title songs. That's not unusual. So,
do they copyright the name of these songs?
Usually,
or
do
they just like put? Yeah, that's
no, usually not. You can't really copyright a song name or the proper term would be trademarking a title of a song, but no,
yeah,
no one does that.
Well,
because he did like, do.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, like look at like a song called like. I know there's Maneater. Mm-hmm. Maneater, for those maybe more my generation, know that as a Nelly Furtado song, right?
Mm-hmm.
But originally, Maneater is a title of a song by Hall & Oates, which I will say on the record. Way better. Way better than Nelly Furtado's song. But that's a thing that is not unusual. So this stretch of, oh my god, he's been making this song since before Britney's bio came out. So let's get over it. I'm just saying. Right. They're both great songs in their right.
Yeah. I mean, he did make Cry Me a River. I didn't know it was sound... The song was about Britney. No, I did not know.
Where the hell were you?
I thought it was just a song in general. Like it was just like a great song. It was a great song.
Did you never see the video?
I didn't really.
That's why. That's why you didn't know that.
Okay.
You had to watch the video to know that.
Okay.
No, yeah. Okay. If you like, I remember watching the video for the first time and knowing it was about Britney, and I was like 10. the guy knew that. I'm like, oh, but like, you had, if you watched the video, you knew that instantly, that the song was about Britney. Because he had a Britney lookalike in the music video. And they, I think, were they still together? Or were they trying to mend the relationship? I can't remember, but nonetheless, that's how you knew the Cry Me a River was about Britney.
Interesting. I guess Mariah Carey took that formula from Justin because she made a Obsession and it was based on Eminem. Remember? Remember that song Obsession by Mariah Carey?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
It's called Obsessed, but yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Obsessed. That's normal. Bad. That's what people do. But that's the thing is, I think I can't remember the story behind that now, but
It's a long story. I don't want to
get into it. I don't remember.
It's on Eminem's side.
I don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
It was a great song. It's whatever.
Oh yeah, no, like Cry Me a River and Obsessed is two good songs. I didn't like Cry Me a River. I didn't know it was about somebody. I thought it was just like I heard it from a movie and it's a relatable, I don't know, it's a relatable song.
Well, yes, it is. Well, most songs are. Even Selena Gomez has a song with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
But it can be still relatable to other people, but it was written for him. I can't remember which one it was now.
Yeah.
But
relatable song. And
that's normal.
It could like, you know.
Justin Bieber has a song about somebody. Selena Gomez, too.
Oh yeah.
Well, what's this one called? I can't remember right now. It's Love Yourself. It's rumored to be our.
Yeah. I remember that. It didn't sound like it was for her though. Like I didn't understand the song.
I didn't know who it would have been for. Like they knew, like, oh, and then it came out that it was rumored to be about Selena Gomez. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who else it could have been. He wasn't really, really and truly, you didn't hear about a lot of relationships that he was in besides Selena Gomez and then who he ended up marrying.
Yeah, and then Rihanna made a song. Shoot. What was the one? Oh my God. There was a song that she made it against Chris Brown. But I can't remember. Take a
Russian power. Roulette. Oh, Take a Power with her.
There
him.
We go. That's the one.
Russian roulette, you mean? Russian roulette or take a bow?
I think it was take a bow. Russian, I don't know.
Like take a bow. She was still with him.
Was it?
Yeah, because she went into a dark place with her music, and I think Russian roulette
was more about
the situation that happened between the two of them. And that Russian roulette was kind of based around that. I don't think Take a Bow was really about that, about her relationship with him. I don't remember the timeline, but I know for a fact Russian roulette had to do with that situation and as well as how she herself was dealing with it.
Right.
Very dark. She went through a very dark time, and I don't blame her.
Right. Okay. Like, you know, well, pop. I expect this from hip hop, you know, making songs about you, but from pop.
Oh, it happens all the time. Look at Taylor Swift. She writes songs about all her husbands.
I mean, that's breakup songs. I mean, like that. But going at another peer, you know, celebrity, or you know, I didn't expect that from the pop culture. I more expect that from the hip hop culture, attacking, you know, 50 always, you know, going at Ja Rule, Eminem going at
everybody.
Everybody in pop culture, you know, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears from, you know.
Yeah, but again, you just made a point here. That's pop.
Yeah,
that's pop. It's not hip hop. It's pop. Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears with pop. So you just made your argument.
Yeah,
I know. Discredited your argument, whatever.
I know, but like, no, Eminem going at, well, it's mostly Eminem going at them, not them going at
they
him.
Went on each other too. Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, is this weird jealousy thing that the fan base
did they make a song about him?
Not about Eminem, about each other. Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, they were always compared to each other. Mm-hmm. And I think there was this weird kind of thing that was going on between them during...
Oh, you mean Britney Spears versus Christina? Okay. Mm-hmm. Because
they were both in the Mickey Mouse Club or something. Justin Timberlake too, so yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's... Yeah, well, I meant Eminem versus, but you know, yeah.
We can't get into Eminem and everything else because he's gone after everybody in the music industry. So like, that's just kind of who he is. So we're not even going to get into that.
Too much
to get into.
But I'm just shocked by pop culture going at each other.
Yeah, and, they do,
because like they're more like music focused than, you know, going at each other.
Have to remember music, especially those who are songwriters, it comes from either a life experience or something going on or whatever. So if, for example, if you have like Selena Gomez, who is upset because for whatever reason revolving around Justin Bieber, for example, they're going to make a song about it, and vice versa. That's the reality. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then we have Beyonce. Dropping a new single. You go ahead and start it. I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. So Beyonce has a song, her new country song, called Texas Hold'em.
Yep.
I'm going to hate myself for what I'm about to say. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I actually liked it.
You liked it?
Oh, wow. I kind of did, yeah. I kind of liked it. I wasn't expecting me to like it, but I liked it. Now I know the country people are like, oh, it's kind of like pop and, you know, but that's not unusual. I want it, like, Beyonce is not one of my favorites. Sorry, Beehive, but she's not. But if Shania Twain, who has been doing it for decades, pop, country, sound to her music, and that's that's fine because she's white, but it's not okay for Beyonce because she's black.
I mean, like,
she's from fucking Texas, guys. There is going to be a little country influence in her.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, but Shania Twain's from bumfuck nowhere, Canada. Okay. I mean, we still listen to country over here, too. I'm just trying to make a point. She's from freaking Timmins, Canada. When I say literal bumfuck nowhere, I'm not kidding.
Yeah. There were people that was having issues with the it not being on, you know, one of her singles. Beyonce singles not being on country stations. So, you know, Texas Hold'em not being on country stations. And then they called her, they called the radio station racist because, you know, it basically they didn't play the single.
I guess you have to be Darius Rucker to be played on the country music, which is great. It's fine. Darius Rucker deserves that because he's, you know, he's an incredible singer. But like, the thing is, it's like, I just, it is a country sounding song, and it's not like traditional. It's not Dolly Parton country.
Yeah.
But it is country. Country is ever evolving. So it's just like, I do think a lot of work needs to be done within country music with it being more diverse. I will agree.
100%.
I will agree with that. So
yeah, because like there's also some racial, you know, tension when it comes to country music, because like, you know, it has there's been probably a lot of black musicians in the past that have, you know, go to country and then none of their music get played on the country radio station because of that legit reason of their skin color. So,
yeah. And that needs to change. That needs to change. And that's one thing that I will say, like, for those people who've watched The Voice or anything like that, it's been a while for me since I've, probably a couple of years now, since I've watched The Voice. But one of the many great things that I will give Blake Shelton, I can't give him much, guys, but I'll give him some, because Blake Shelton annoys me sometimes. Sorry, not sorry. But one of the many things is that I remember, in particular, one, I think there was a black man as well as a black woman, different seasons, who identified as country artists. And he picked them because he's like, they would be great for the country music industry, the country music genre, because we don't have a lot of people who look like them in country music.
Yeah.
And I have to give him that. I mean, Blake Shelton from Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma's not exactly a unracist state. So it's just like, you know, I had to give him that. So that's why I believe like work needs to be done within the country genre.
Yeah. I don't blame the country station not playing Beyonce's country music, because they did say they listened to her music, but I don't think they listened to her new singles. So like basically they didn't think that, you know, she moved to country sounded music. So they just thought she was just basically all pop and everything, which is what she does. It's just basically pop music
that she's been doing for the better part of her career.
I don't blame the country,
but at the same time,
for doing that,
having a country pop sound to your music is not unheard of.
Yeah,
that's why I use a Shania Twain example, because her sound is a country pop sound to most of her music, not all of her music, but most of it. I would say about 80-85% of her music is that country pop sound. So why is that okay? That's what I'm trying to get at. Now, the one thing I'm gonna say to Beyonce, the one critique I have on the song, if you're trying to get into country, ease up on the swear words. Country music is not really known to having a lot of cursing in it.
There's some country songs that do
there
have
is
some, yeah,
go ahead. But I think like, especially if you're still trying to get your foot in, you're being genuine about wanting to put your foot into country music, ease up a little bit on the swear words. That's all I'm gonna say. Because a lot of the music I've listened to that's country, not a lot.
Not a lot of them.
Very few.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'll get some Jason Aldean in there. Sorry, I know he's controversial too. But maybe you'll get like a little him, because he toes the line a little bit doing country. And he's had like rap songs too. That's the other thing too. You have Jason Aldean, who is like, who has done rap music, or at least one rap song that I've listened to before in the past. That's okay. Even though it's not just country, it's fusion. I'm just trying to say, I'm just trying to make a point, trying to advocate for my black woman over here. So that's it. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
So another thing that I want to talk about before we hop into couple more songs, because actually there's one other song that I found that I do want to quickly talk about, and then we're going to jump into the last one that is horrendous. So let's get to it first. Ariana Grande, okay. I listened to that song that you told me about, the Yes And one.
Yeah,
I have to disagree with you. I like the song.
Wow,
I disagree with you.
It's a hit so far.
It is a hit so far,
but I don't like it. I still don't like it. Okay.
I don't know what you listen to, but I listened to the version with Mariah Carey.
I haven't heard that version.
I quite liked it. So
okay.
Zareza took them so long to collaborate together, but anyways, so I liked it.
They sing similar though.
They do. They do. I honestly couldn't tell who was who at some points. I'm kidding. But I liked it. I didn't hate it. Based on what you've said, the reason behind the song is, I don't like that, but I actually like the song. No, I think you're wrong.
Maybe I'll like the remix?
Oh, it's really a remix. Did you hear about the remix? It says Yes And Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey. It doesn't say it's a remix.
Okay. Well, I mean, the original version, I don't like the original version, just to say that. But probably this version of Mariah Carey, I probably will like, because, like, you know, maybe it maybe add a little more flavor towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, breathe. And then that song that I found, kind of, I feel like I've heard the song before, but I can't remember. Dua Lipa, because I absolutely love her. She has a new song called Training Session. Mm-hmm. I like it. I love her. Like I said, she ain't kind of doing it wrong for me. So that's out there too.
Say it again.
It's called Training. A session. Training Season by Dua Lipa.
Huh.
Love.
I haven't heard that song.
Well, you can go take a listen if you want to.
Okay.
You'll let me know.
Yeah.
The last song that I want to talk about, first of all, I need to ask you. The new Nicki Minaj song, Bigfoot, have you listened to it?
I try to avoid listening to any type, well, other than the one she did with 50. I try to avoid any type of Nicki Minaj song, to be honest with you, because
I don't know what the fuck has happened to Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj was an incredible rapper. I don't know what happened. Ever since she got married to her criminal husband, the shit's gone downhill. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Save yourself. Do not listen to this song. I repeat, do not listen to this song.
Yeah.
All this, it's called Bigfoot. All the song is really about, it's a diss track to Megan Thee Stallion. That's all this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the song is. She makes comments about Tory Lanez is thrown in there, which is like, bitch, that fucking motherfucker shot her. I don't give a shit. I'm not a huge Megan Thee Stallion fan, but I don't give a shit. As soon as, and he's one of ours, and they wanted to pour him back over here. I say, you know what? No, keep him. We don't need him over here. We don't. Canada want him. Like, it's just like, no, that's not okay. She says mention about her sleeping with her friend's boyfriend, and it's so bad.
That's allegations as well. So, but
that's so bad. So
yeah.
Bad.
No, I'm not a fan.
I was embarrassed listening to the song. I almost shut it off. I should have shut it off. But like at the end of it, the music stops and it's just Nicki rambling. Just rambling on and on about Megan Thee Stallion. She sounded like she was under the influence of something.
People kept saying that she was under the influence of crack, but
I think she might have been.
Who knows?
The thing is, like, Nicki Minaj had such a high in her career with, like, Starships, Pound the Alarm, Super Bass. She had so many hits. The woman was untouchable. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. Like, I honestly probably stopped listening to Nicki Minaj around the time that Cardi B kind of blew up. Not because I was listening to Cardi B. She ain't my favorite either. But just because, like, I felt like Nicki Minaj became more hyper-focused on dissing other black rappers, female rappers.
I mean, she is getting
not great either.
Yeah, she is getting kind of better. She did do a song with Ice Spice.
Well, who did?
If you know, Nicki Minaj.
Okay,
you know who Ice Spice is, right?
I heard. I don't know.
I'm not a fan, but you know, if you watched the Barry movie, they did a song together.
Right. Yeah. I think I heard that.
Yeah.
But so like, for me, but clearly not, because this song came out after that song. So clearly not. She's not getting better. She's getting.
I mean,
she's spiraling. Like, people refer to Nicki Minaj as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get it.
Well, I mean, she has beef with Lil' Kim, Cardi B. She should be cool with Megan Thee Stallion, and then
all of a sudden
in this, but then something happened. I don't know what was the issue.
I know the beef between her and Cardi B, whatever. But Nicki Minaj, you're not listening. But if you were, don't come for Lil' Kim. Now again, not a huge fan of Lil' Kim, okay? She's a homewrecker. I'm not a fan of Lil' Kim. But Lil' Kim walked so your ass could run. And you're going to come for Lil' Kim? Are you fucking dumb? Yes. Yes, yeah. You are. That's like, you notice how no one comes for Missy Elliott?
Oh, no.
Even try it.
Missy always been like quiet.
Yeah, she has
been quiet. She's making some music though. But she's just been like quiet in the background making music.
I think she also was inducted into
the Rock.
Rock and Roll thing.
Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, that was recent. She was recently inducted into it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, good on her. Yeah. I think she makes better music.
I love Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
I love her.
And she makes like that. Yeah. She makes
anything
that fun.
Missy.
Yeah. Yeah. She makes that fun music.
Mm. You know, Missy.
All the four girls I just named, Lil' Kim, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, even Megan Thee Stallion, just, it's a lot has to do with sex.
That's the issue I have with music today. Like, we're gonna talk about this. We, you know, spoiler alert, we do have a music evolution episode that actually was supposed to be last year.
Yeah,
it's gonna be this year.
Yeah.
But we will probably talk about this, but like, that is the issue I have with music today, is that it is very sexually focused, which sometimes you wanna be all up in that. And depending on your mood or whatever. But, like, sometimes I don't want that. And that's why, like, I don't listen to the new school reggae. The only exposure I have to the quote-unquote new school reggae is from my ex. Because he would listen to that stuff. And it would... He would listen to it all the time. All the time. Doesn't matter what's happening. Use your all's imagination. Jamaican men usually like to do things to music, believe it at that. So all the time, so I was exposed to that. But really and truly, I don't listen to that stuff. I would find that music and I would listen to it on my own, to the point where my ex would be kind of like, well, what do you know about this song? I'm like, because of you. Duh. But like, for me, my choice is I'd rather listen to Barris Hammond and Sanchez and Bob Marley and, you know, even Buja Batson. Give me that too. Like, that's what I prefer to listen to. I don't want to listen to the Alkalines or whoever else is out there right now. I can't even think. Or there was one you mentioned last time. I can't remember his name right now. Like, that's what I'd rather listen to. And I'm not saying that sometimes I don't want to listen to that stuff, but and I do. But like, sometimes I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I like when it comes to hip hop, I do listen to some, you know, some aggressive music, you know, like when, you know, when a hip hop artist likes to talk about, you know, guns here and there, it's okay to like some of them.
Hmm.
But, you know, have it, you know, listening to all the time, it kind of gets annoying.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of bothers me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then I switch to, you know, like lo-fi, you know, like I like to switch to lo-fi, like just instrumental type of music, you know, the ones that just, you know, just has instruments. Like the example, Andre 3000's new album, you know, that's an instrumental album. I like listening to that type of music once in a while. So yeah, it's cool to switch up here and there.
I mean, honestly, for me, like, if you were to look at my, I listen to all kinds of different things, but I am definitely a child who was born in the wrong era. I should have been born in the 80s. That would have made my mom like 16. But anyways, I should have been born in the 80s because I love everything 80s music. Movies, all of it, but the music especially is there. The music, there is nothing like 80s music, in my honest opinion.
Right.
I love all of it, and you don't get a lot of that nowadays music.
Nowadays, you don't get a lot of that either. You don't get creativity.
I'm listening to Hall & Oates, like I said, or Michael Jackson, or Lionel Richie, or whatever else.
I mean,
Tina Turner.
Yeah,
like, that's what I want to listen to.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, a lot of people are fans of the classics, you know, the old stuff, which is 100% fine. It's just
I'm
listening
to George Michael, y'all. Like, that's that's what I want. I want it.
Yeah.
I want a jitterbug, and wake me up until you go. That's what I want.
Because
that's what I prefer to listen to.
Yeah.
Or the 90s too, because, like, obviously 90s baby. And even in the 90s we didn't have that kind of music that we do now. We didn't have that. We didn't have that issue. So
didn't have that issue. Nowadays it's just a lot of violent sexual type of music and no creativity, you know, like you know, focusing on creativity.
Anyone can talk about dicks and pussies, okay? Anyone can fucking do that shit.
Yeah.
True artists to think outside the box.
That's why like I said, that's why I hope the 50s albums, not too much of, like, you know, the gun talk and the violence and the, because I listen to a number of his albums, you know. The first two albums, great. Third, okay. The fourth, dope but outdated. And the last two was not good. So I just hope, like, his last, well, he did announce he's dropping Heat, so with Dr. Dre, new music with Dr. Dre, but he's been saying that every single year, like, he's dropping new music, never comes true with it. Maybe he's timing it.
Same thing, you know, even with I feel like Rihanna was the same thing too.
Yeah.
Not Rihanna, maybe Justin Timberlake, but he would get teased, oh, new music. One, he did Suit and Tie, but then it just never would happen. But then eventually it did. Like, I think, like, it's a toxic. It's definitely a toxic.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's a... I think I just hate that, because, like, Yeah, no, gonna drop new. Yeah, it's annoying. Really, as a fan, if you're a fan of that artist, and that artist hasn't dropped any music in like almost 10 years, you know.
Well, I think also,
yeah,
50 Cent is from a time where music was also very different, and I think it's right. Really hard for those old school artists to keep up with the ever-changing music industry.
Yeah, and he's older now, so like basically he has to talk about hopefully he talks about something else. Like Jay-Z, his last album 4-4, you heard that one or no?
No,
was a little more mature on that album.
But that's even like kind of using Michael Jackson for an example.
Yeah,
that's why after Dangerous, which he was released in 91, he wasn't able to keep up with the ever-changing music industry in the way that he used to, right? Like, that's why, like, when you look at Thriller that sold and is still selling millions and millions and millions, hundreds plus millions of copies of Thriller, and then you have like his very last album, which was Invincible, only sold 11 million copies. That is a drastic change in his sales, because he's changing with it, but it's not the same. And that's the issue, is a lot of people will compare the artist's music from their heyday to when they're not.
Yeah.
So,
and yeah, that's where a lot of artists have that problem too. Artists that have that huge catalog of music. Yeah.
Right.
So this ends the bonus episode of the Next Tape podcast. The Next Tape podcast is available now on all podcast platforms. We also have a website called solo.tl, Next Tape Podcast. So that's solo.tl/Next Tape Podcast. What else are we on, Tanika?
We are on Facebook and Instagram and Next Tape Podcast. And we are on Twitter and TikTok at Next Tape Pod.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You can contact us on mikaltanika@gmail.com. So that's mikaltanika@gmail.com for business or just to email us.
Yeah.
So we talked about the Stanley Cup. Not the NHL Stanley Cup, where, you know, two hockey teams fight in the finals and, you know, basically win a cup. Basically, the pink Stanley Cup.
Not this pink, any color Stanley tumbler.
Yeah, Stanley tumbler. And then we also talked about what's the second topic? Tanika.
We talked about the cast of the MJ biopic. The Weeknd is called Michael. Right.
Yeah, that's Michael. Excited to see that.
Me too.
Theaters. And then we talked a little bit about movies towards the end of that too. You know, Deadpool 3, X-Men animated series a little bit. And then we talked about music.
Yeah.
So we talked, music. We talked about, you know, Beyonce.
We talked about Beyonce's songs, Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
Ariana Grande. Yes, and we talked about Dua Lipa's training season.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Justin Timberlake's Selfish.
Yeah.
And other artists. We talked about the horrific song by Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah.
Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah, and we just went to towards the end of that, we went to, you know, talked about, you know, artists that, you know, kind of struggled to like release music a little bit due to, you know, growth. But any like updates that we have coming up on our podcast, Tanika, or it's basically, yeah, any updates, any type of.
I don't think so.
No?
Because by the time this one comes out, because I'm thinking we'll release this 2 weeks after the first one.
Yeah.
Everyone should kind of know what's going to be going on in the month of March.
Okay. All right. I have nothing in my mind either. So I'll basically... I hope you guys enjoyed this or enjoy the last two bonus episodes that's coming out this month, or enjoy the last one that already came. So, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I'm just tired partially wine drunk. So,
you watched Love is Blind, I'm guessing, with the and drank wine.
No, I finished Love is Blind this morning after we recorded our last Black History Month episode.
Nice.
My grandpa gave me some wine to try. Mm-hmm. It was kosher wine. And it's very high and it's more of a sweeter wine.
Wow. Okay.
So it kind of went straight to my head.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cool. All right. So we're going to end this episode. So I'm Mikal. And
I'm Tanika.
And we are out until next week. Peace, guys.
Bye.